Kia ora, Kofu Smith au. Nau mai ki te whare, welcome to the House. Parliament receives hundreds of petitions each year, and they vary enormously by topic, by the nature of the requests, and by how many people have signed them. Sometimes it's just a single person, sometimes tens of thousands. The number, though, is irrelevant to how they're treated. But despite the large number of petitions, they can still thrill and surprise. They often touch on very human stories or on tricky philosophical issues. They sometimes offer novel solutions for insoluble problems. Today, the Petitions Committee heard a submission that threw pretty explosive new information into a legislative debate.
The documents I've just circulated are the response to an Official Information Act request that Forest and Bird received 2 days ago.
The petition was from Richard Cappy and a few thousand others on behalf of the Royal Forest and Bird Protection Society.
This response shows a list of fast-track projects may have been under consideration even during the coalition negotiations late last year, and that this information has been withheld. I'll return to this point shortly.
Petitions always ask Parliament to act, and this one is asking that the Environment Committee pause its consideration of the Fast Track Approvals Bill until the legislation is, well, complete, including the schedules listing fast track projects, schedules which are currently empty. In case you need some background, here is the Minister in charge of the Fast Track Approvals Bill, Chris Bishop, back in March when it had a first reading.
What we are doing, Mr. Speaker, is setting up a process that will put nationally and regionally significant projects in the fast lane. Projects become eligible for the fast track through one of two ways, either through a referral by the joint decision of the Ministers of Infrastructure, Regional Development and Transport upon an application, or by being listed in Schedule 2A of the bill. Once a project has been referred into the fast track, it will be considered by an expert panel, and their job is to apply the relevant consent and permit conditions.
Being slightly less generous during that same debate, Labour's Rachel Brooking.
But no, this is not just about infrastructure, Mr. Speaker. This is about mines, potentially. This is about all sorts of development that has nothing to do with the public good. And Mr. Speaker, a lot relies on what is in Schedule 2. Schedule 2 listed projects. And we see that there are no projects listed in that schedule at the moment.
And Labour's Kieran McEnulty.
If they wanted to be up front, if they were so confident that this was a better approach, they were so confident that they were happy to have public submissions in Select Committee, why on earth are those schedules not included? They are doing it deliberately, I believe, Mr. Speaker, and I think it is disgraceful.
Enough recap. Let's go back to today's presentation from Richard Cappy.
On Sunday, Minister Bishop confirmed that there are currently 384 projects under consideration. We are particularly worried about these as they could cause significant environmental harm across the country, and accordingly, they need to be properly scrutinised before they are passed into law. On Monday, the Minister reconfirmed the government's intention to provide the list of projects for Schedule 2 after the Select Committee has finished its deliberations, and this will effectively deprive the New Zealand public, you, and your parliamentary colleagues the opportunity to properly scrutinise those projects which you will then be asked to vote on.
But that wasn't the kicker in the petitioner's presentation. Cappy had received an OIA response from National MP Chris Bishop, including a draft fast-track bill that Bishop had received from New Zealand First's Shane Jones during the coalition negotiations.
It includes a schedule titled Schedule 1, Projects of National or Regional Significance. Unfortunately, as you will see in the draft, that schedule has been redacted, unreasonably in our view. It is not possible to see what that schedule contains. It clearly contains something because it was redacted, and it is reasonable to conclude that what was redacted is almost certainly a list of projects.
References to that schedule in the draft legislation do refer to it as a list of projects. So, yes. And that would also mean two things. A list of some possible fast-track projects has existed since late last year. And that list was created by New Zealand First, before they were in the government, possibly even prior to the election, and were possibly part of its negotiations. Comparing that redacted list from Shane Jones's bill to the one that hasn't yet been added to the Fast Track Approvals Bill would certainly be interesting.
I think the New Zealand Parliament should see that list of projects, should be able to see the list of projects that were put forward in this draft bill and see what overlap there is and ask good questions about probity involving that. I think New Zealanders also deserve to know what is being considered in their backyards.
Petitions always have a specific ask, and Richard Cappie's was this.
And not allow the Fast Track Approvals Bill to leave Select Committee until the final list of projects has been provided to the Environment Committee.
You've been listening to The House. It's a whakaranga koe ki te whare. This program is produced with funding from Parliament's Office of the Clerk. Mā te wā.